Today, let's talk about divorce prep, a sure and tried, tested way that sets marriages up for a breakup. Now, I've heard it said that all marriages are happy. It's living together afterwards that causes all the problems. So many believe that living together before marriage will help avoid some of those unnecessary struggles and that it's good marriage preparation. They say it's sort of like going for a test drive before buying a car. Of course, you wouldn't buy a car without checking it out first. You sit in it, you see how it feels, you go around the block a few times, and if it feels right, you commit to the purchase. Cohabitation is often seen as marriage prep. The divorce rate in Canada is around 41%, and in the US it hovers around 50%. So, to improve the chances of a marriage survival, the popular wisdom is move in together, go around the block a few times, and if the ride is smooth, commit to marriage. The problem? It works for cars, but it does not work with people. Studies show that when we adopt a consumer mentality regarding marriage, relationships hurt. In fact, there's an overwhelming amount of research which shows that cohabitation before marriage in no way helps the future of the marriage. For example, 45% of couples living together in hopes to walk down the aisle break up before they get there. And of those who get married, the numbers are much worse. One study done by the University of Duke and Michigan interviewed 30,000 couples who married after living together. Their results were shocking. They showed that of those marriages, 80% of the time they ended in divorce. Cohabitation is marriage prep? I don't think so. It's called divorce prep. Now, depending on what study you look at, 67 to 80% of marriages beginning in cohabitation end in divorce. Also, there is no research, none, which demonstrates that living together before helps strengthen the future of the marriage. See, God's best for marriage has to be better than these soaring divorce rates. Some say it's cheaper to move in together before getting married. And I think, really? I think the cost is much higher, considering the higher divorce rate and the fact that statistically it does not add to the long-term stability of the relationship. God has designed sexual intimacy to be reserved for man and woman in the context of matrimony. And when we live in contradiction to God's design, we break. Or in this case, break up.